forward to that. Let's stand together and sing. Let's worship.
We've waited for the day. We've gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing.
Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart and filling every part of our praise.
Let's go back to that first verse, Brad. We've waited for this day. Hey! It's Sunday. Let's worship.
We've waited for the day. We've gathered in your name. We're calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing.
See you open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart and filling every part of our praise.
Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now, Lord.
Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart and filling every part of our brain.
Let's do that again. Open up the heavens.
Open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart and filling every part of our brain.
Show us your glory.
Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord.
Let's do that again. Show us your glory, Lord.
Show us your glory. Show us your power.
We want to see you open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart and filling every part of our praise.
Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region all across the Jordan followed him.
This next song we're going to do is called Kindness. And, you know, I want you to think about the kindness that God displayed, not only to his disciples, Jesus to his disciples, but to everybody that crossed his path, you know, everybody that was sick or diseased. He even raised the dead. And I think about how hard it is for me sometimes to show kindness to someone who's, you know, hurt my feelings or wronged me or something. And Jesus, there was no obstacle for him to show kindness. So think about that as we're singing this. Yes.
Open up the skies of mercy. Rain down the cleansing flood. Healing waters rise around us. Hear our cries, Lord. Let them rise.
Open up the skies of mercy. Let's let this be our prayer this morning, Lord Jesus. Let us
open up the skies of mercy. Rain down the cleansing flood. Healing waters rise around us. Hear our cries, Lord. Let them rise, and it's your kindness, Lord, that leads us to repentance. Your favor, Lord, is our desire. It's your beauty, Lord, that makes us stand in silence. Your love is better than life. We can feel your mercy falling. You are turning our hearts back again. Hear our praises rise to heaven. Draw us near, Lord. Meet us here, and it's your kindness, Lord, that leads us to repentance. Your favor, Lord, is our desire. It's your beauty, Lord, that makes us stand in silence. Your love is better than mine. It's your kindness, Lord, that leads us to repentance. Your favor, Lord, is our desire. It's your beauty, Lord, that makes us stand in silence. Your love is better than life. It's better than life.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
John's summer series, sermon series, is going to be on the Beatitudes. And we've got a responsive reading. It's from Matthew chapter 5. I'd like for you guys to join me. So I'm going to say the white lines and have you guys say the, whatever you want to call it, turquoise, green, blue. Okay.
It's blue.
Blessed are the poor in spirit,
for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are those who mourn,
for they will be comforted.
Blessed are the meek,
for they will inherit the earth.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice,
for they will be fulfilled.
Blessed are the merciful,
for they will be shown mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart,
for they will see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers,
for they will be called children of God.
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness,
for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You may be seated.
It's a new song.
Guitars love the humidity.
We're in tune here this morning, but not tune here very well.
Let's sing. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands and worship. As we lift your holy name, you deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands and worship as we lift your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Let's do that again.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
That's a hard song to sing sitting down. Let's worship him singing this song again. You deserve the glory, Lord. You deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands and worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else, for you are great. So great, there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
You deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. The glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship
as we lift your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you. There is no one else, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Let's pray together. Lord, you do deserve the glory and the honor. Thank you for focusing our attention completely on you. Thank you for worship this morning. Thank you for drawing us from the petty to top priority. Thank you, Lord, for realigning our vision, for realigning our thoughts, for bringing everything into perspective. Realizing, Lord, that we dwell as your believers, as your disciples, we are dwelling in the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord, for this promised land that you have given. You never said to those early Israelites that the promised land would be easy. You have shown us that it was the land that required spiritual maturity, and Lord, you are requiring that of us. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for not just lowering the bar until it's comfortable for us. But Lord, thank you for calling us upward. We are thankful that you invite us to a new life, a different life, a life totally changed. Lord, we don't want to live the past again. We come here this morning thankful for another chance, thankful for your grace, thankful for your salvation, thankful today that we can stand a new creation in Christ together with our brothers and sisters here. Lord, we love you today, and we thank you for our new life. But Lord, like the servant who went out and buried the talent that you gave him, instead of investing it, Lord, I pray that you would help us to not let the kingdom of God stop with us, but to be intentional about making disciples who make disciples who make disciples who make disciples. We just know, Lord, as we read your word and as we observe and learn about you, that you desired that the entire world would be saved. And you've given us that responsibility to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, Lord, lead us, we pray. Be the power, be the fire that is inside of us, that you would receive the glory and the honor. So, Lord, whatever our hands find to do, may you receive the glory. Lord, we want to hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. Now come and enjoy your master's happiness." Lord, make this life count for us. Help us to not just lean back and wait for you to come. But Lord, help us, I pray, to fulfill your great commission in the time that we have left, knowing that our family, our friends, and our neighbors are desperate to hear the good news of the kingdom of God. Lead us, Lord, we pray. Thank you for our salvation, and now help us share it, Lord. Help us share the good news of the kingdom. Bless the offering as it is received. Bless it as it, the portions of it go, Lord, to our missionaries in 156 world areas. Lord, as we support those 705 missionaries in the Church of the Nazarene, Lord, I pray that you would empower them with the meager resources that we're sending. Oh God, multiply like the loaves and the fish. Lord, bring many people into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And Lord, may those people in India, in South Africa, Great Britain, France, Germany, Canada. Lord, may they send missionaries here. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lead us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Brad's going to play a video for us for the offering. It's The Table by Chris Tomlin. I want you guys just really look at the words and listen to this song. This is definitely one that we're probably going to be doing as a group up here, but I wanted you to see the video first.
I will feast at the table of the Lord. I will feast at the table of the Lord. I won't hunger anymore at his table. I will feast at the table of the Lord. Just ask.